Today's daf is Sukkah daf Chaf Gimel. As we continue here in the second parak, second to last daf, related to issues of binyan hasukkah and structure of the sukkah. So we are a couple of lines up before the Mishnah on Chaf Beis Amid Beis. So we spoke about the Mishnah said Meube Kibin Bayis. If the house is the sukkah schach is as thick as a house, so that is okay. The Mishnah says that is Kshera, even though the stars cannot be seen within it. So, we mentioned yesterday, the Diak of that goes by Manios, that this is only if it's Kamin Bias, but if it's Bias Mamish, then it's too thick if it really looks like a house. So, Tana Rabbanan says the Braisa, Hama'uba Kamin Bias. If it's the Schach is as thick as a house, Afalpi, Shena Kochavim Nirim Misocha Kshera. Even though the stars cannot be seen from within, Kshera is still kosher. If you look up, you only see schach, you don't see stars, it is okay. Ein koch vechama nirin mitocha, but if the, literally, stars of the sun cannot be seen from within, beishamai poslun beisila machshirin. Machlokas between beishamai and beisila. What does it mean, koch vechama nirin besocha? So Rashi says, rov rishonim, this means the rays of the sun. That's what it means, the stars of the sun. Kofei chama, the rays of the sun. Kishachama zorachas aleha, the ein zaharure chama, nirin mitocha. There are no stars of the sun. Right? But it means the rays of the sun. That's what Rashi says. Even if those cannot be seen, Beis Hillel is still machshir. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah notes that the Rambam sounds like he has a different shot, that it's not rays of the sun, but it's very large stars that you might be able to see even during the daytime. That's what koch vechama are. Most stars that we have are only seen at night. But if you have very large ones, so then those can be seen even by day, and those are the ones that are called koch vechama. That's what the Rambam says in Perek Hey of Hilchos Sukkah. Derech hasichoch lios kal, kidei sheyiru mimenu hakochavim hagdolim. Derech hasichoch should be so that you can see the big stars. If it's Mu'ubeh Kibin Bayis, even though you cannot see the stars, Kshera. But it starts off by saying you have to see the big stars. Says the Kesef Mishnah, quoting the Yerushalmi. Says the Rambam is based on the Yerushalmi. Koch vechama shanu. Umefarish Rabbeinu koch vechama kochavim gdolim v'kari lu koch vechama l'fish mitoch godlam near im bayom. So it can even be seen by day. So my focus, Rashi and the Rambam, what exactly is meant by koch vechama. So this is about seeing the stars in between. What are we paskin? So, if you remember, we mentioned this earlier, back in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Gimel, in Taf Resh Lamed Aleph, where it talks about Inyanim of Schach, says the Shulchan Aruch, let me just get it here, Taf Resh Lamed Aleph, Sukkah Shechamasa V'tzilasa Shavin Milamala Psula. That's what we said yesterday, that if you have the Schach, and the chama and the tzel equal, that's possible, because that means lower down, it is a problem. And then it talks about rov and miut. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Derech hasichoch lios kal, kadesh shiir mimenu hakochavim hagdolim, muvek v'mbayis, even though the stars cannot be seen in it, it is still kshera. The Levush, the Magen Avraham here quotes the Levush. Levush posel kishein hamatar yachol leirid bo. What if the rain can't get in? That is the chumrah of Rabbeinu Tam. If the rain can't get in, quoted in the Mordechai, the source of it is in the Mordechai, here in Tufshin Lamed Beis, Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what would you see if the rain can't get in? You could have a case where you can't see the stars, but the rain can still get in. If the rain can't get in, it's very, very thick. So Rashi, that limit is not mentioned in the Gemara. So Rashi says, Pirish Rashi, this is reading for the Mordechai, Mashva de Begina Menach Geshavim Gshera. For Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, no. Sha'asa'a Litzel, Velo Mu'uve Lohagame Ibnei Gshamim, Shezu Psula. Why? Shem Haisa Gshera, Shemegina Menach Shamim, if it would even be kosher, if it would protect from rain, and it would keep the rain out, so then why later on in this parak are we going to have the Mishnah? When are you allowed to leave your sukkah? Me'emasa yored va'ochel chutz la'sukkah. When can you go into your house? Misha tisrach ha'mikpah. Once your food starts getting wet. What do you mean? You should have to build a sukkah where the rain doesn't come in. Then you'd be able to sit in the sukkah. Yechasenu yafe yafe. V'lo tisrach mikpaso. V'lo yiftar mi mitzvah. Alma must be stam sukkah eina matzalas v'bnei gshamim. Should be able to see the stars, but that is 2 days in the Mordechai, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is the day in the Rishonim that says that if rain can't get in, so then it is no good. Maker, did we paskin against Rabbeinu Tam? We paskin that it is mutter, even if rain cannot get in. But lechatchila, we should make it somewhat sparse so that rain can't get in. Lechatchila, Rabbeinu Tam. We mentioned it last week, is this a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan, about the rain not being able to come in, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. The Taz said that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a din d'rabbanan. Midoraisa, one can use it in certain circumstances if you don't have a choice. V'chudu. Either way, that was meube kemin bias. Good. Next mishnah. Ha'osa sukasa barosh ha'agala o barosh ha'svina k'sheira. If somebody builds their sukkah on the top of a wagon or on the top of a boat, kasher. It is kasher. That is the shita. Rashi says here, even though that it moves, mitaltalo below kavia, still okay. Right, that is Shitas Rashi. If you look in, remember we discussed this at the beginning of yesterday's daf, Rashi and the Ron's discussion about Ein La Keva on the previous Mishnah. Rashi said, Ein La Keva is Somek Sugasa Bakari Amitas Kshay. Rabbi Huda says, if it cannot stand Bifre Atzma, Psula. And Rashi says, this is Rabbi Huda Lashitaso, that you need Diras Keva Bina, and this is a problem. And the Ron said, but what do you mean? Even if it's not Keva, it's still okay, as you saw from our Mishnah. He quoted this Mishnah to prove that it does not have to be Keva. And the Ron said, unless Rashi would say there's a difference between whether the floor moves with it or not. Where the floor moves with it, if you have a schach on a bed, so the whole bed moves and all the schach move, that's Ein La Keva. But here it's Kavua on the floor, meaning the wagon or the animal, but the animal moves. Right, so that's still Kavua where it is. So that was the discussion that we had yesterday. So if you build your sukkah on the top of the wagon or on top of the boat, it is kush. V'olin la b'yantif. And you're allowed to use it on yantif, meaning there is no isser, even derabanan, to go up on a stationary wagon or on a boat on yantif. So that is the halacha. Barosha ilan al gabi gamal kshera. But, I'm sorry, did I say animal before? The boat. But here, if it's on the top of a tree or on the top of a camel kshera, it's also kshera. But ve'en olam al biyantif, you cannot go up there on yantif because there's an isidurabanon of ishtamshus be'ilan and ishtamshus be'behema. So you can use this on chalamoid. But you cannot use this on yantif because of the isidurabanon to get up there. And even if you went up there before yantif, the Mefarshim explained there's also an isser of ishtamshus. Right, even in Hilchos Shabbos, the post can discuss, are you allowed to come down? Is it worse to come down or is it worse to stay there? Because even staying in the tree is using the tree. So maybe that's not better. I'd say, oh, just stay there so then you don't come down. Coming down is using it. No, even staying there is using it. So therefore one cannot even go up before Yantif to be able to stay there on Yantif. What happens if you did go up? If you did go up there, so Rashi says, if you went up there, you were Yotzei. Yotzei de chavaso, but lechachila one should not go up. The Meiri even notes that if one went up b'shogeg, one can even make a bracha. Usually we say, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, botzeya beirich nietz Hashem, if I'm involved in an Avera, mitzvah baba Avera, I can't make a bracha. Right? If I steal flour and I then make it into dough and make it into challah, I'm going to say a bracha on that? It's mitzvah baba Avera. The Gemara says, it's disgusting. Says the Me'iri, though, right here, if I went up b'shogeg, yireli, sherashai levarech aleha. It's mutter to be mevarech, v'koshkei mishtamish v'balechayim, v'b'mechubar, sherasam v'shneim isser chachamim heim, it's an isser d'rabanan, so if it's a shogeg about an isser d'rabanan, says the Me'iri, I think that one would be able to make a bracha on that. There's a big number of discussions that the poskim have relating to this Mishnah. Number one is, say the Achron, the Stechemet discusses this, and that is, the Meiri says if you did it b'shogeg, but what if you did it b'mezid? So you can't make a bracha. Are you Yotzei? Rashi says you're Yotzei. Rashi says in the fifth or sixth wide line, "Va'af biyantiv him avar va'alala yazi dechavaso." Ask the Achronim, the Stechemet, and others. Why are you Yotzei? Mitzvah b'avera. Unless you say what mitzvah b'avera only applies by mitzvahs d'araisa, not by mitzvahs d'rabanan. Okay, that's a limit. We'll have to see that at the beginning of the next parak. That some Rishonim say mitzvah b'avera is limited to mitzvahs d'araisa. So then here we're talking about an isser d'araisa. This is an isser d'rabanan of ishtamshus Bibahema ubi ilan. But why else? Let's say you don't say that. It's not limited. Even if I do an isidur abanan, I'm not Yotze. So why would it be a problem. So what Sundas Nechemet suggests is that mitzvah baba avera, and this is a discussion based on the Yerushalmi, lechalek, I'll read this Nechemet, bein iser chefza, she'omer bo mitzvah baba avera, lebein iser gavra. She'oz ein bakach mitzvah baba avera. The imkain, the difference between an iser chefza and iser gavra, an iser chefza, focused on the item that you say mitzvah ba'aveira. The chefetz is labeled ba'aveira, and you cannot use it. It's permanently tainted. If I steal matzah, and I want to use it, mitzvah ba'aveira. If I have a stolen, that's the case that the Gemara talks about in the next parak, a stolen carbon, a stolen lulav, the lulav agazel. But if it's just a maisa, let's say I carried a shofar through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in order to get it here. So you're going to tell me I can't blow a shofar? Mitzvah baba avera? I did the avera, it's an iser maisa, and now it's time to do the mitzvah. So that doesn't adhere in the chefza. So do here. It's an iser gavra. It's on the maisa to go up the, you can't go up the tree. You can't climb the tree. There's no iser chefza here. So that's another reason why maybe you'd be yotze, bidi evit. If it was a sukkah gzula. A sukkah gzula, so would that be an iser chefza? That's what the Minchas Chinuch said before, the earlier daf test, based on that tosis. Why do you need a pasuk to exclude sukkah gzula? Isn't it just a mitzvah b'aveira? So the Minchas Chinuch said, the pasuk would just tell me you're not yotzi your mitzvah. Mitzvah b'aveira tells me it's as if you're not sitting in a sukkah. So it's even worse. So yes, it relates to that. One other answer he quotes from the Torah's Chesed, and that is, Shalom nomar mitzvah b'aveira ela b'makom shahachefetz hu hadavar ha'asar. Could go in a similar answer, but lulav agazav achayotze avu b'makom she'ein achefetz aser ela shaha iser nigra machmes hayom lo nomar bo mitzvah b'aveira. Not exactly a chilek between chefza and gavra, but a difference between inherent versus external. Meaning, if it's the day, there's something wrong with climbing a tree. No, today happens to be Shabbos or Yontif, so I can't climb the tree. But that's not inherent. That doesn't adhere to create a mitzvah b'aveira. One discussion that the Achronim have on the Mishnah related to mitzvah b'aveira. The other discussion is based on the Bikurei Yaakov. The Aruch Laner, again, in his commentary here on Shulchan Aruch, as we know, the Aruch Laner is on Sukkah, and the Bikurei Yaakov is his commentary in the back on Shulchan Aruch. He quotes the Prima Gadim's Suffolk, but Prima Gadim is Supak. He says, if you went up on Yontif, why should you be Otsi? Another problem. Not just Mitzvah Baba Veira, but the principle from the beginning of Meseches Temura. Kol Milsa Dama Rachmana Lo Savid, Iavid Lo Mahani. Again, applying that principle to Isurei Durabanan as well. If the Rabbanan or the Torah tell you not to do something, so it shouldn't work if you try to do it. Again, Machlokas Abaye and Rava in various contexts. So here too, why should it work? Right, if you Chachamim told you not to do it, so you shouldn't be able to do it, and even if you did it, you shouldn't be Yotze. So Iavid Lo Mahani. That is the question. So many answers given relating to that major sugya. Just to quote one, and that is the Maharit. The Maharit that's quoted in the sugyas of Chulin and elsewhere. The Maharit says you only say Iavid Lo Mahani if by saying that we prevent you from doing the Avera. Meaning, somebody tries to marry somebody they're not allowed to marry. Somebody tries to marry their sister. So we say, Yavin Lomani doesn't work. Therefore, you didn't do an Aveira because you didn't marry. The person is usher to marry. And other examples. But what if, even if we say Yavin Lomani, you still would have done the Aveira? So then you don't say Yavin Lomani. That's the sugya in the first parak in Chulin, where they talk about, where the Mishnah says, what happens if I shecht an animal on Shabbos or Yom Kippur? Is it a kosher shechita or not? So the Mishnah says Shechita Sok Shera. It's a kosher Shechita. And all the Rishonim, Tosfos and Iran, how can it be kosher Shechita? Isn't it a Mumar of a Chulu? So the question that the Achronim ask is, why don't you say Yavalo Mahani? So the Shechita shouldn't be good. The answer is, let's say I say Yavalo Mahani. I still was Mechalo Yom Kippur. And Shabbos. I did Chavala. I did Shechita. I did the act of Shechita. Saying Yavalo Mahani is not going to take away the Avera. And the Maharit says, you only say Yavalo Mahani if the Aveiro will be taken away. That's one answer. Again, there are others, but that is one of the suggestions given for the Yavid Lo Mahani sugya. One final point made by the Bikurei Yaakov. What happens if this is the only sukkah that you have? Your only sukkah is a sukkah on top of an animal or on top of a tree, and it's Yontif. Do I go up? It's my only sukkah available. Did the Rabbanan knock out this chafsa shel sukkah? That's the question. Prima gadim is supak. That's the pre-quotes from the prima gadim again. Im ein lo b'yantiv rak sukkah al gabi behema o ilan. Im lo mutur lachat chilo la'alos. The haveli kemo beiso shenisraf. Ve'en lo makam sheyochal sham. De paskina tofkuf yudalad. Mutur lachabotha mishamochal nefesh. Well, the V.N.A. is daiti, asur. The Arachlaner says, I think you're not allowed to go in. Kivan dim ein lo sukkah kshira, mutur lechal chutz lo sukkah. Right? Mitztair, or you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah if you don't have any other sukkah. Ein kan sorach ochol nefesh. V'lo amrina lo la'alos. Techachamim patru. Right? They patered you. U'bisheva al tase yesh lohem l'koach lakar darim in ha-Torah. Memeila ein lo sukkah, u'mutter lechol chutz la sukkah. V'lo chen lo avit sorach ochol nefesh. Mashenki in other cases. That's the Aruch Laner. This is an example of yeshkof b'achacham lakar darim in ha-Torah. Bisheva al tase, don't eat in the sukkah. There's a chiddush there. Eating outside the sukkah is called sheval tase. You might have called that kumvase. They're allowing you to eat out. Don't eat in the sukkah. They knocked out the sukkah. You're right. That's sheval tase. But then you are actively eating outside the sukkah. So he still calls that sheval tase. That's interesting. You might have argued on that last point that that's called kumvase. That is not called sheval tase. Okay, a lot more, but we will now continue. So again, if you make a sukkah on a wagon or on a boat, it's okay, it's kshera, but, and you're allowed to use it, but if you make it in a tree or in a camel, it is also kshera for chol hamoed, but you're not allowed to go up on yantif. Shtayim be'ilon v'achas b'day adam. What happens if you're using two walls from the tree, but one b'day adam? Let's say it's in the tree, but you have one very long wall going up from the ground, so one of the walls is independent of the tree, but two are not. Oshtayim bidei adam va'achas be'ilon, or two bidei adam va'achas be'ilon, kshera, again kshera, ve'in olam b'yantif. You still can't go up on it on yantif, because without the tree, this would not be a good sukkah. And therefore, it's still called a sukkah al gabi ilon, supported by the ilon, hishtamshus be'ilon, and therefore you're not allowed to use it on yantif. Shalosh bidei adam va'achas be'ilon, what if you have three tall walls? Based on your own lumber. And one extra wall that the tree contributes, kshera, that is kshera va'olon labi yantif. And that you can go up on yantif, because if you take away the tree, so then it's good sukkah, zaklal, and that's the principle that the Mishnah says. Kol sheyinatel ha'ilon v'yecholo la'amod b'fnei atzma kshera. If you can take away the tree and it can stand by itself, so then it says, are you not using the tree? Kshera va'olam labi yantif, and therefore you could be old, and you can also old be, go up on yantif, because that is not called hishtamshus, right? This principle of kol she'inatel comes up in various other places as well. For example, smicha. Somebody has to, you have to stand up for a certain mitzvah. You have to stand up for vidui. You have to stand up for tefillah. You're supposed to stand up when one gets an aliyah and not lean on the bima. So how much can I lean on something and still be considered standing? Sometimes if there's a, if you have to see the top of the cloth, you have to lean on the bima. So how much can one lean? So how much can we lean for vidui? So this is always the principle. If you take away the shtender, if you take away, will you still be standing or are you going to fall down? So if you can take it away and you still be standing, then that's not called using. That's not called smicha, and therefore it would be okay. Good. Says the Gemara, Mani Masnisan Rabbi Akiva Hi, who is the Mishnah who says that you can have the sukkah on the boat, Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya Haosa Sukasa Barosha Svina. If you build a sukkah on a boat, Rabbi Gamliel Posel, Rabbi Akiva Machshir. Machlokes, Rabbi Gamliel says it's possible, Rabbi Akiva says machshir. Maisa, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, Shabayim Basvina, they were on a boat. Amad, Rabbi Akiva, Ba'asa Sukkah, Barosh Asvina. Rabbi Akiva went and built the Sukkah at the head, on the top of the Svina, right? Subject to the elements. He built it. The Sfasemes here says, it's not Lechachila. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree that it's not great to build it on a boat, but if that's your only choice, so that's what you're allowed to do. The Sfasemes, Rabbi Akiva, lo haya makom be'emtza ha'svina la'aso sukkah. It's Barosha Svina. He didn't have any other place. Rock Barosha. Aval ha'chila modet de'in la'asos ha'barosha Svina. Right? You have to be worried about it, but it's not something that would prevent you if you don't have a choice. So he built the Barosha Svina, lamachar nashva ruach va'karto, and the next day, a wind came and blew it down. Amalo Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva, heichen sukascha. Akiva, where's your sukkah? Where's your sukkah? Stop there for a minute. What, he's just insulting him? That's what it sounds like. Tzadik Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel is insulting him. Is he insulting him? So, 2 points. Number one, we'll mention now, and then number two, we'll mention a couple of lines. Number one is, Rav Shlomo Kluger, in a tshuva, in Alpha Chashlomo, has a Chiddush Gadol, in Shin Ayin Ches, he discusses lighting Neirus Chanukah in a place which is windy. Lighting Neirus Chanukah. So he says, you're allowed to. After all, you're Yotze with a Sukkah, Gabi Svina, which would be knocked down by winds where it is. He says, the Yotzebo, Sukkah Diras Kava Vachulu Lechora, how the Gemara could have said, you know what? Let's read a couple of more lines and then we'll read this tshuva. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Tekulei Alma, everybody agrees. Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Akiva, Hecha De'enu Yecholo La'amo Baruch Mitzuya Diabasha Lo Klumi. If this Sukkah cannot even withstand normal wind on land, then it's not a good Sukkah. It's not Roy Lamod. Yecholo la'amod b'she'ena mitsuya diabasha, if it could withstand even crazy winds of the abasha of the dry land, kulei amalo pligi d'ksheira. So that everybody agrees that's kosher, that's strong enough. Ki pligi b'diyecholo la'amod b'ruach mitsuya diabasha, ve'ena yecholo la'amod b'ruach mitsuya diyam. It could withstand normal winds of yabasha, but not normal winds of the yam. So do we say inherently it could withstand winds of Yabasha, where you usually build a sukkah, or do you say, no, Lamaisa, this is in a situation where it's going to blow down. Rabbi Gamliel Savar Sukkah Dires Keva Ba'inon. Rabbi Gamliel holds Sukkah Dires Keva like Rabbi Yehuda. V'kiva de'ina yechol amo b'ruach mitzuya diyam lo klumi. And since it cannot withstand ruach mitzuya of the yam, it's nothing. And therefore you can't build it. Rabbi Akiva Savar Sukkah Dires Arai Be'inon. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Sukkah Dires Arai. V'kiva de'yechol amo b'ruach mitzuya diyabasha k'sheira. It's good enough. As long as Diras Arai, as long as it can withstand basic winds, so that is kosher. So the Machlokas, the Gemara says, is Sukkah Diras Keva or Sukkah Diras Arai. So back to Rav Shlomo Kluger. Ha'elaf HaShlomo Simin Shin Ayin Ches. Why didn't the Gemara say, as the Gemara is going to say in a couple of lines relating to another Machlokas, why did it jump and say Rav Gamliel holds Diras Keva? What did it say that for? Most Tanaim don't hold Diras Keva. Why can't you just say the Machlokas is whether it is Ra'ui L'Shiva or not? Why can't you say that? The Rebbe Gamliel Savar to be in Sukkah Harui L'Shiva. And that's why he apostles, because it cannot withstand the Ruach Mitsuya D'Sham, Ein Harui L'Shiva. Rebbe Kiva says you don't need Roy L'Shiva, but Lakach is Machshmir. Ubazeh, and then the Lashon of Rebbe Gamliel would be Meduyak. Heichon Sukascha, v'chichas v'shalom havi kavanoso l'kanter. He's insulting Rebbe Kiva. Where's your Sukkah? He's being sarcastic. It's very hard to say, unless he's Rebbe Gamliel. We know his personality from other Gemaras, what he did to Rabbi Yeshua. Right? But he says, how can you say that? Rakavanoso haya. No, what he was saying by that is, Heichon Sukascha, where's your Sukkah? Meaning, it wasn't Roy for Shiva. It blew away, so it's not Roy for Shiva. That's what he meant to say. Kiva de Heichon Sukascha, im kein lo haisa rui l'shiva. Why didn't the Gemara suggest that? That's the Machlokas, instead of jumping to Diras Keva. Miu ma delokam arkein asi shapir. The fact that it didn't say that works out to what I'm going to explain. Kiva de bazelo masinu plukta, umashma de kuleyalma sviral bina rui l'shiva. Everybody says you need Ru'uya L'Shiva, as we're going to say, Bez Shem, soon. We're going to see what that means. Lo ratzel asos plukta chadasha bazeh. They didn't want to make a machlokas about something that we don't know there's a machlokas. Diras Keva, Diras Arai, we know there's a machlokas. But Sukkah Ru'uya L'Shiva, we'll see. Rak dezeh kasha. So then the question is, why is Rabbi Kiva Machshir if it needs Ru'uya L'Shiva? Ain't a Ru'uya L'Shiva. U'bal karchok tzarech lomar, and this is the chiddush now, de dafka im asuka machmas atzma, Eina ru'uya l'shiva, rak davar acher garam la, de haruach ipila, mikamacham nachsheves ru'uya l'shiva. This, Rabbi Gamliel says it's not ru'uya l'shiva, the wind's going to blow it down. Rabbi Kiva holds, no. Inherently, this is a good structure. It's a good structure. The wind's going to blow it down, that's an external factor. And that does not undermine the definition of ru'uya l'shiva. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Shlomo Kluger. Umizela malti be'ezus Hashem bedin, and this is what I learned also relating to two other halachas. Im kisa hadam b'makom daharuach omili higalos by kisa yadam. We know you have to cover the dam. What if the wind's going to blow your kisui off? A regular ruach mitsuya still okay? That's external. O neiris chanukah im itzlika b'makom haruach Shedas atzvo, shard alo avi kisui, v'chulu, he talks about it. He says, I would say, it's no problem. Basar hash, azlina basar hashta, v'nechshav ragdavar bar kayama ki'ilu hoya kach tamid, v'zeh barer. So we don't usually assume that way. In terms of Neiris Chanukah, if you light it in a place where the wind's gonna blow it, that's not allowed. Right, that we have to foresee that the wind's gonna blow it out. But that's the chiddush of Rav Shlomo Kluger based on our Gemara. But one does not have to make that diyuk in our Gemara. But that is his suggestion why we don't say it. The last point to mention also, related to the end of the Gemara about Dira Sarai, we hold like Rabbi Akiva, right? Our Mishnah says you could build it on top of a boat as long as it can last with a regular Ruach Mitsuya Diyabasha. The Chacham Tzvi and the other Achronim use this Gemara also. Remember the Chacham Tzvi's big Shita? He likes the Mordechai. If you can't sleep in the Sukkah, then you can't even eat in the Sukkah. Remember, it has to be ra'ui for all the purposes. That was the shita of the Mordechai, and the Chacham Tzvi argued. The Chacham Tzvi said, no, you can have separate sukkahs. This one, if you have one in a dangerous neighborhood, so you'd eat in it during the day, but you wouldn't sleep in there at night. The Mordechai posseled that, and that was quoted in the Ramah, if you remember. The Chacham Tzvi quoted a number of shitas against that. That was you don't need Ru'uya Lishan Sham. The Aruch HaShulchan also defends the fact that you don't actually need to be comfortable to sleep there. Right, and part of the discussion is here, about on the boat. Could you sleep in that sukkah on the boat, on the top of the boat, where it's very windy? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, in the context of explaining why people don't sleep in the sukkah, right, the Ramah gives three reasons why in Chutz La'aretz many don't sleep in the sukkah, you can't sleep be with your wife there, or it's freezing, right, all different, issues that come up in Chutz La'aretz. But he says, just because you can't sleep there does not mean you don't have to be machmer like that Ramah, b'shem the Mordechai, that you can't eat there. Because, after all, what are other examples? The Gemara says, a sukkah that sheva by sheva is kshera. 7x7 tefachim, can you sleep there? Can you sleep in a 7x7? You have to curl up, it's tiny. It's tiny. So you're very uncomfortable, but you can squeeze in. So you see it's good enough, even if it's not so benachat. So same thing here by the boat case. If it's not so benachat, but still, that doesn't prove that it would be a problem. He says, "De'ena re'uya l'shena mikri kol she'i efshar lo la'adam lishan sham klal. V'lo b'makam ha'ro'i l'shena ela b'vnesha siba acheres ena yachol lishan sham. V'raya brura shival tvachim al shival tvachim. P'sheita de'ena re'uya l'shnayim. V'af l'achar ha'shena kasha kemuvan. Ela kivan le'echad. Ela kivan da'pi ha'tzchak yachol lismo chol enam neim yatsa." Because you can take a little snooze there, even though it's uncomfortable. And then he quotes at the end, so why don't people sleep in the sukkah mizman hazeh? He likes the reason of the weather. Mishum tzina, debe medinos hatzfonios shalanu roshanim hazman karma od besukkas. Ve'en lucha mitztayer yotzer mizeh. Ve'kama pamim she'efshar lehisnazek kishe yishan sham. You're gonna get sick. Ulovi hasukkah shalanu bruba deruba behechrach litztayer b'shena besukkah. Kamoshan erorum zeh b'chush. Umiuta de miuta shalo yitztayer b'shena b'asukkah. L'chei nogu l'hakel b'zeh. It will become makom ena nikres she'ena ruya l'shena. Right, it's still not considered ena ruya. So he would say, I'm not arguing with the Ramah, I'm saying this fits the Ramah. This is still ruya l'shena, even though you're not so comfortable with sleeping there based on external factors, in terms of being cold, in terms of danger, v'chulu. So we'll have to talk about that again in a couple of days when we get more into the mitzvah of yeshiva basukkah. But this is one of the sources that are quoted in that context. Vayter, o al gabi gamal. On a camel. So the Mishnah said on a camel, the sukkah is also kshera, but it is not allowed to be used on yantif because of the isser of hishtamshus behema. Masisan mani, Rebbe Meir he, who is the Mishnah like? Rebbe Meir, the Tanya, ha'oses sukkaso agabe behema. Rebbe Meir machshir b'yudah posel. Rebbe Meir is machshir. My time is Rebbe Yehuda. Why does Rebbe Yehuda say you're not allowed to use a sukkah on an animal even during the week? Amakra, chagasukas ta'aseh lecha shivas yamim. It's gotta be 7 days. Sukkah haru'uya l'shiva, shma sukkah. Sukkah she'ena ru'uya l'shiva, lo shma sukkah. On an animal is not roi l'shiva. Why is it not roi l'shiva? Why is it not roi l'shiva? Sukkah on an animal? Rashi says, it's not roi l'shiva, the hashta de gazer rabbanon ein omen la. Once the rabbanon say, you cannot go up. Nim says she'ena re'uya liyom rishon. That's the lashon of Rashi here. Once the Rabbanan were goes there, you can't go up. So it's not really Liyom Rishon. Let's just read the next line, and then we'll comment on that, Rashi. V'Rebbe Meir, how does Rebbe Meir argue? Why does he say it's kosher? Hanami, midaraisa, mechzachazia. Meir says, what do you mean? On a daraisa level, it is ra'ui. V'Rabbanan u'degazruba. The Rabbanan say it is ra'i l'shiva. Right, this is what the Rav Shlomo Kluger's point was. Everybody agrees ra'i l'shiva. The question is, how do you apply that in our case? Rabbi Yehuda says it's not royal Shiva, and the mayor says it is on a daraisa level. So, two important discussions. Number one is that Rashi. So Rashi says, once Rabbi didn't say you can't use it, so you cannot use it, liyom rishon. If you look in the Ritva says, why can't you use it? Because it's not ra'i for Shabbos. Not ra'i for Shabbos. The zui in a ruil is ain't rabbi retuvim. Shabbos bala olam b'toch shiva ubehema ain't a ruil of Shabbos. V'dami kamoshi ain't a yichol amod baruch mitzuya. Rashi says even liyom rishon. The Aruch Laner picks up on this and he seems to say even Rashi. Why does Rashi say that? Why does the Rashi say what the rabbanan word goes there? So what do you mean in a ruil? It is roi liyom rishon. What is Rashi saying? Because it's not roi for Shabbos, so it's categorized as ain't a roi l'shiva, and therefore even the first day you can't use it. You might say that's all Rashi means. You might say it's no machlokas between Rashi and the Ritva. This means it's not roi for Shabbos, and Mamela is not roi l'shiva, and Mamela is not roi the first day. That could be what Rashi means. But he said, in roi l'yom rishon. Why does Rashi say that? So says the Aruch Laner. Says the Aruch Laner, you know why I think Rashi says it? Because when do you have a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah? The Aruch Laner is bothered by the language of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, whether ksheira v'on labiyantif, v'ein olon labiyantif, right, could you go up? Could you not go up? And actually, let me read the Aruch Laner to pick up where his lashon is. Ein ol of anir l'neis daiti delo nicha leilor farish kein kapirish Rashi mishum diyantif. I am a ritva. Shkaz of shenir ruila Shabbos l'neir l'neis daiti delo nicha leilor farish kein kapirish Rashi. Why did the ritva say like Rashi? Why did it say Shabbos and not Yom Rishon? Mishum Yantif. Kivan de Mebeitza Shaninu, because we know Mesechas Beitza, you know the categories on Daf Lamed Vav, the Dvarim Ha'asur, Mishum Shvus, Mishum Mitzvah, Mishum Chova. The Kiva de Hanach Gzeros, de Ein Olam La Be'ilon, Vein Rochon Agabe Behema, Kachashe Bahadi Hanach Shvus, Yesh Lomar, to Bemaka Mitzvah Lo Gazru. After Yeshvusim Shav Shagazru Gaba Maka Mitzvah, Krakaswa Tosos, Ein Damos Gzeros Chachamim Zulazu. You know what the Ritva says? Why the Ritva says Shabbos? Because on the first night, why don't we say the Aseh of Sukkah is Dochah, this is Issur D'Rabbanan. And Bahai Makom, where the first night of Sukkah is where you have to sit in the Sukkah and eat a Kezias of Challah, so then why don't we say Aseh D'Araisa is Dochah, the Los Aseh D'Rabbanan of Ein Olin. Says that's why the Ritva says Shabbos specifically. Maybe it's Roy for the first night, because it could be Dochah. The mitzvah could be Dochah, but it's not Roy L'Shiva. And that's what you need for sukkah. That's to be roi l'shiva. Achedu b'makam mitzvah lo shayach rak b'layla rishona. Shemechu yivlechol b'sukkah. Avo b'shar yamim lo shayach lahatir mishum mitzvah. Kivan di'imrotze lo yochal. Di'imrotze lo yochal. Avo l'rashi pshita. But according to Rashi, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, even the first night you can't go in agave behema. Why? K'nire mi pashas d'mashnisa shim Allah. That was the diak, not in the language of the Mishnah. The language diak in the Rashi. What does Rashi say on the Mishnah? Im aver va'ala yatsi de chovaso. What do you mean you're chova? You only have one night. You have a chova. So Rashi l'shitaso. Rashi understands the Mishnah is talking about the first night. Yatsi de chovaso. I yatsi de chovaso. That even the first night, Rashi understands the Mishnah is telling you cannot be doche this shmus. This doche the rabbanan were mokim even b'maka mitzvah, and therefore Rashi l'shitaso says there the first night, and also on the Mishnah says yatsi yechavaso, which is in alluding to implying that it's talking about the first night, and also the Rashi right here in the reuya liyom rishon. The Ritva says it's talking about Shabbos. You're right in a chinami. Maybe the first night you would be able to, but it's not roi l'shiva, and that is the problem. Important Aruch Laner. And then you have the other Ritva. The other Ritva is more well known on our Gemara. What's the nekudas of machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? Whether an iser d'rabbanan impacts the definition of re'uya l'shiva d'araisa. So this we already discussed back on Dav Gimel, right? The large discussion of d'rabbanans affecting d'araisas. Do we say if the rabbanan knock out a d'rabbanan, so then it affects on a d'araisa? Remember we said if somebody sits in a sukkah psula mi d'rabbanan, what did Tosfos explain on Dav Gimel? Lo kiyamta sukkah mi yamecha, you have never been mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. Once the Rabbanan posseled it, so then it is usur, it is posseled even on a daraisa level. So on the surface, the Ritva says the same exact thing here. This is Gufa the Machlokas, says the Ritva, explaining Rabbi Meir. And what does Rabbi Meir say? Midaraisa is good. Just mid the Rabbanan they posseled it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not Roy L'Shiva, even daraisa. What does the Ritva say right here? Ubevadai de la Rabbi Yehuda nami isur de behema de Rabbananu. He also agrees this is Rabbanan. Ela shehu sover shekach din Torah lifsol kol sukkah she'ena ru'uya l'shiva me'ezit sad v'inyin she'yia v'hari yipsula v'na Torah. Once the Torah says it has to be roy l'shiva, it has to be roy l'shiva on all fronts. If for any reason it's not roy l'shiva, whether it's the wind, whether it's the iser, whatever the reason is, that's called not roy l'shiva daraisa. So on the surface, this sounds like the same shita as Tosos, explaining the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. But if you look very, very carefully, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, it's just the opposite. We assume that this was Machlokas, back on Daf Gimel, between Tosos and the Ran. The Ran says, no, of course, if you sit in the Sukkah Psula, you're Yosi Daraisa. Right? It just means you didn't do the mitzvah Karaui. You did the Daraisa, you violated the Siddur Rabbanon. While Tosos says, no, even the Daraisa is knocked out. So it sounds like the same thing here. Says the Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach, in Simin Peches, in Arachayim, he says, if you look very closely, I think Tosfos and the Ritva are different. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva doesn't say a general rule. The Rabbanans affect our Isis. He says, there's a specific rule here. You need a sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. A sukkah that's roy for 7 days. So for any reason, if it's not roy for 7 days, so then it's ruined. That's not a general rule like Tosfos seems to be holding. When the Rabbanan knocks something out, ever, if the Rabbanan tell you not to blow shofar on Shabbos, so then if you blow shofar on Shabbos, you're not even being Mekayim the Daraisa. And all the other nafkaminas that we always like to quote. Says the Har Tzvi, though we usually put together this sheet of the Ritva with Tosfos, he says maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe the Ritva, who's the great-great-grand rabbi of the Ran, we'd rather not say that they are arguing with each other, the Ritva say that this is a special din in Sukkah that has to be Ruya L'Shiva. Mashenkin in general, maybe not. Mizenir lehenya, the time of Shalarit, but the lokishitas atosvas, the isidra abana mafkia mitzvaso, ela mazbir sheminatar psula, mitavshin eri l'shiva, visvarasazulo shayach bishar psule dirabanan. So that's a very crucial point that the Har Tzvi says, on the surface it looks one way, but searching deep down, it could be just the opposite. But again, this is the major discussion, dirabanan zedarais. We continue. Viter. Asad lebehema. Right, we're about two-thirds of the way down. Asa l'behema dofen l'sukkah. So we just spoke about building a sukkah on top of an animal. What if you use an animal as a wall for your sukkah? Are you allowed to do that? Asa l'behema dofen l'sukkah. Rebbe Meir posel, Rebbe Yehuda machshir. Machlokes in the opposite direction. Here Rebbe Meir is machshir. He says posel, and Rebbe Yehuda is machshir. Why? Shahaya Rebbe Meir omer. Rebbe Meir says, kol davar sheishbo ruachayim, anything that's alive, ein osin oso lo dofen l'sukkah, you cannot use anything that's alive for a wall of the sukkah, v'lo lechi l'mavui, and you can't use it for a lechi, on a drabana level, to close up an alleyway in order to make it mutter to carry in there, v'lo pasin l'biros, pasin biros. Remember we had that once earlier in the Masechta? Mostly from the first Mishnah in the second Berak in Erevin. You want to give your animal to drink, but you're in the middle of the street, so you're allowed to build these right angle structures around to create a symbolic Rishus HaYachid. So you can't use animals for those pasin. V'lo golel l'kever. And you also cannot use an animal to be a golel for a kever. Many places in Shas. Machlokas Rashi Tosas. What is the golel? Is the golel the cover of the aron? Which Rashi says. Tosfos says, no, it's the matzeva. The stone is the matzeva. Either way, it's using an animal for something related to the mace. So, that you're not allowed to use an animal for any of these. Why? Pasha's because he's worried. The animal's going to run away. The animal's going to die. As we'll see sooner, a mayor is very nervous. So you could use a dead animal. Yeah, it's not called an animal anymore. That's not called ruachayim. Mishum Rebbe Yossi Aglili Amru. Rebbe Yossi Aglili has on one more. Afin kosun alav gitei nashim. You can't write a get. Let's say a mayor wants to write a get and give it to his wife. Write it on an animal. Rebbe Yossi Aglili says that's not allowed. Can't do that. So, what are the reasons? By the way, is this normal to use an animal for a matzeva? That's not too normal. Not too common, I should say. Tosfos says, it's an important line in Tosfos. Tosfos in Shabbos, where this machlokas comes up also. Kuf nun beis amid beis. A very long Tosas, takes up the whole Amud. Kufne Mezim Abeis, Tosas has a line, Umashehevi Raya, he says, V'chulu Yesh Dochen, Di Afalpi She'ein Regilus, La'asos Kisi Aron Mi Ba'alei Chayim, even though it's not so common, Kama Dvarim Ashkechan Delo Shchichi, Umayri Behu Ashas. Many times the Gemara quotes unusual cases, even though they hardly ever come up. Laharos lanu adin, vidrosh v'kabel schar. Even if something is on lamaisa, we want to illustrate a certain halacha, we want to teach the din, that's a great line in Tosfos, kufnun bezim abezim Tosfos, in Shabbos, so we do that in order to illustrate the case. Kidda amrina, if you had a choice, what is the most unusual thing in Shas? But to show us an example where the Gemara quotes unusual cases, what would you say? So he quotes, right, it's a good one, right, you have to say, oh, why did he quote this one? You have to find a better one. So which one does he quote? He quotes the Gemara, chulin dafayin. What's chulin dafayin? Chulin there talks about bechor, a bechor coming out of an animal. So the Gemara talks about, bal aso chulda v'hotzi aso v'hichnisto v'hiki aso. Let's say you have a rodent that's right at the womb of an animal, and the bechor comes out first into the mouth of the rodent, and then the rodent spits it out. Or the rodent swallows it and then puts it into, the Gemara talks that also, hidvik shnei rechamim, v'yatsim yizev nechlas lazeh. You put two animals next to each other, and it goes from one womb to the other animal's womb, and it comes out from the second animal. So the Gemara tells us that, okay, come on. Come on, are these ever lamaisa? He says, avavishal zelo yielo olam. It'll never happen, says Tosfos. The Gemara still asks it, because we want to know the esodos of the halacha. So to hear, now, we don't usually, even if you never use an animal as a dofen for a kever, still, the Gemara quotes it. Right. So, what are the reasons you can't use it? Why did Rabbi Meir say that? So, right, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Amar Shema Tamos, Rabbi says, because you worry, the animal's going to die. The animal's going to die, so it's not going to be high enough. Shema Tamos. For Rabbi Zera, Amar Shema Tivrach. Rabbi Zera said, no, you worry, the animal's going to run away. So, Bepil Kashur, if you have a tied-up elephant, Kuleyamalo pligi. Everybody agrees. De'inami mayas ish b'nivila so yud. That's for sure kasher. Because if he's tied up, he's not running away. And even if the elephant dies, it's still ten tefachim high. So, no problem with a tied up elephant for a wall. Ki pligi b'pil she'eino kasher. Right? How do they know about elephants in Bavel? Right? They had elephants in Bavel? They know about them. Ki pligi b'pil she'eino kasher. The machlokes is by an elephant that is not tied up. If the issue is one of dying, no problem, because it'd still be ten tefachim high if it dies. But you are worried that it might walk away. So if you're worried about that, that's why you cannot use it for the wall of your sukkah. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Why isn't everybody worried? It might run away. That's a good worry. Ella, you're right. Everybody agrees to Shema Tivrach. So if the animal's not tied up, for sure, you're not allowed to use it. The only possibility is if the animal's tied up. Ki pligi b'mei makshura. So the manda amar gzeira shema tamos chayshinan. According to the manda amar shema tamos, you're worried. Even if it's tied up, it might die. On the manda amar gzeira shema tivrach lo chayshinan. Right, if you're worried shema tivrach, then you are not, you are not worried. Fine. On the manda amar gzeira shema tivrach necha shema tamos. But what about the other way? According to the one that says Shema Tivrach, why doesn't everybody hold of Shema Tamuz? Misa lo shchicha. No, we don't assume that the animal is going to die. Misa is not shchiach. The Noda Yehuda asks a question that the Achronim deal with, and that is, we have a halacha by tefillin that you need min hamos mutar shebaficha. Everything about tefillin has to come from kosher animals. So the question is, how far do you extend that? For which chefzah shel mitzvos do you extend that? Right, so for example, what about when it comes to, actually, obviously, sukkah we're going to talk about here, but he says, shofar mimintame. Right, you can't use a shofar from, forget, you're at a parah, you can't use because, ain't katekan asas haneger. But he says, the Magen Avraham says you can't use it because, mishum de hukshalo, kolator le tefillin. Every chefza shalom is compared to tefillin. So to sukkah. You shouldn't be able to use an elephant because minamuta shebeficha. An elephant is a non-kosher animal. So you have to give some explanation that this isn't really a chetzah shel mitzvah, like other chetzah shel mitzvahs, only the schach is part of the chetzah shel sukkah, and not the walls, or, you know, other, gotta be mechalik somehow. Or just say that there's no requirement But according to that Magen Avraham, that's what Rabbi Yehuda asks. All chetzer shel mitzvahs have to be in a mutar b'ficha, all compared to tefillin. So again, important discussion of the no Rabbi Yehuda. Asks the Gemara, second wide line. V'ya'ika ravcha debene bene. What do you mean? Any animal that you use is going to have space between its legs. Right? So isn't that a problem? There's space in between. How can you use that for a wall? Da'avin le'behutz of adafna. You stuck bushes in. You stuck, you know, you filled up the space. Vidilma rava. Maybe it's going to sit down. Maybe the animal's going to sit down and lie down. De'mesicha ba'ashli mile'el. No, you're holding up the animal from above. In a way that's not hurting the animal. But you're holding up the animal so it doesn't fall down. Okay, so if you're holding it up, then why is there any issue of the animal might die? Even if the animal dies, you're holding it up. It's not going to fall down. No. Zimnim demokim bapachlas bishlosha samach l'schach. Sometimes you'll put the animal within three tvachim of the schach and you're relying on lavud. V'kivan demaisa. And once the animal dies, it's not going to fall down the whole way. But kavsa, it's going to lean and shrivel up a little bit, v'lava daite. And you're not going to notice it, because the animal is being held up by rope. But that's why Shema Tamus is still a problem, even if it's being held up. Because you might put it within three tvachim, and you might not realize when it falls lower out of the area of lavud. Period. So Rebbe Meir is worried, and Rebbe Yehuda is not worried. Says the Gemara, Umi Amar Abaya, Rebbe Meir, Chayish Lamisa, Rebbe Yehuda, Lo Chayish. Rebbe Meir is always worried, Shema Tamus, Rebbe Yehuda is not, V'atnam, we learned the opposite. In the Mishnah, Maseches Gittin, Bas Yisrael, Shenisseis LaKohen, V'halap Ha'ilam, Dinas Hayam, Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, and her husband goes to out, Medinas Hayam, and you don't know if he's still alive or not, Ocheles B'Truma, B'Cheska Shukayim. The Mishnah says she can still eat Truma, she can still assume that she is an Ashes Kohen, she has no children. Right, you can still assume that. V'raminan Allah, and the stira asked on that is hareza gitech sho'achas kodem misasi, a kohen or a man. A man does not know whether he's going to come back or not. He doesn't want his wife to be an aguna, so he says, "This is your get," and he doesn't want her to fall to yibum. This is your get a moment before I die. Asura lachal b'truma miyad. She cannot eat truma right away because every moment you have to be worried he died. So the first mishnah says you're not worried about misa. The second mishnah says you are worried about misa. V'yomer Abaya, and Abaya answered that contradiction. Lo kasha ha Rabbi Meir de lo chayish lamisha ha Rabbi Yehuda de chayish lamisa. So machlokes. You see, Rabbi Meir is the one that's not choshesh. Rabbi Yehuda is choshesh. So why here, by animals, do we have the opposite? Rebbe Meir is choshesh, and Rebbe Yehuda is not choshesh. Right, and what's the case where we see Rebbe Meir is not choshesh, Rebbe Yehuda is? Let's just read it. We had this already in Maseches Yuma a couple of months ago. Let's just read the Brisa, and we'll talk more about it again tomorrow. Sugyas of Brera. Here we go again. We had Brera in Erevin, and Yuma, and now in Maseches Sukkah. Ditanya, halokeach, yain mimena kusim. Somebody buys wine from kusim, which Tosfos will say, we'll talk about that by the time tomorrow, the level of observance of kusim. Omer, he says, shnei lukin shani asa lahafrish harein truma. Right? It's either Rashi says he doesn't have any kalim to pour it into, or it's right before Shabbos. He doesn't have time to do proper afrasha. So he says, he's allowed to say, shnei lukin shani asa lahafrish, the two lukin that I will be mafrish harein truma. Asara maiser rishon, tisla maiser sheni, umecha v'shosa miyad. Rabbi Meir, and he's allowed to drink using this declaration of Hafrasha. That's Rabbi Meir. He's not worried about anything. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yotzi, Rabbi Shimon Osrin. And you see Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Osir because they're worried. So you see that it is that's where Abaya says is the explanation between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and we relate that to explain the Mishnayos in Maseches Gittin. So we're left with a question. Right, how come in our sugya, Rabbi Meir is worried and Yehuda is not, while in the other context, it goes in the opposite direction. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue, Beis Hashem, with Perek HaYashen, on the last daf. Tomorrow's the last daf related to the structure of the sukkah, and then Beis Hashem, we get into Daf Chav Hei, Shluchei Mitzvah, and the Mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukkah. Okay, we'll stop here.